Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. New Beginnings is not just for the young. Once again, we do thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. We are New Beginnings Ministry, and we're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m., and we do thank you for tuning in. For those of you that tuned in by Internet, if you would like to call in, we are a interactive Bible study. And what does that mean? That means that you have an opportunity to interact. You have an opportunity to interact with us by calling the number 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. And once you call in, you would be connected. Normally, we usually ask that those with who call in to hit the number one. That's when we're getting background noises, and we usually have to cut all the mics off. But otherwise, all the mics are on when you call in, so all you have to do is speak. So we do thank you again for tuning in. And now I would like to say Merry Christmas to each and every one of you. I hope and pray that everything went well, all your family and yourself, that you are doing well, and that we did not, and I say we, I'm talking about everyone, did not forget of the reason for our observation for Christmas. Amen. It's not about presents. Amen. It's about observing Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 We're going to have prayer, and then we're going to move on into our scripture. And our scripture is coming from Psalms 33, 1 through 9. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for another day. We thank you for another year. We thank you for giving us the mindset and the clarity to be able to move forward. We realize so many obstacles that come in our way. There are so many obstacles that prevent us from doing what you have called us to do. But we thank God that you have an unfailing love for us, that you watch over us even when we don't even know it. And we just say thank you in the name of Jesus. I pray for each and every listener that's on the line at this time, those that are listening by internet, and even those who have called in by phone. I pray, Lord, that we would all be on one accord. And as we communicate on your word, Father, I pray that you would unveil the mysteries of your word and open our minds and hearts so that we would be able to do a greater work for you. Father, we come to study your word, Heavenly Father, not to make it personal so that we can share it with the rest of the world. And we just ask that you would just use us as vessels, Father. Let us decrease as you increase in our lives. And we'll be sure to give you the praise. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
We are coming from the scripture, and the scripture is steadfast. It is the steadfast love of the Lord. And 1 through 9, and I will be opening up the conversation for those of you who have called in here. When you are ready to share what God has placed on you, just come on in. Again, we are interactive. Amen.
Amen.
Shout for the joy in the Lord, O you righteous. Praise befits the upright. Give thanks to the Lord with a lyre. Make melody to him with a harp of 10 strings. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully on the strings with loud shouts. For the word of the Lord is upright, and all his work is done in faithfulness. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the steadfast love of the Lord. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made. By the breath of his mouth, all their hosts. He gathers the waters of the sea as a heap. He puts the deeps in storehouse. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm. And that is the reading from the word of the Lord from Psalms 33, 1 through 9. 1 through 9. Amen. Amen. And of course, we look at this, we know that, you know, the psalmist is talking about praising God, our Creator. Amen. Praising God, our Creator. And here is what, you know, I interpret here is where God talks about those who are the righteous, those who love the Lord, that we are to praise him. We are to give praise to him. And here in the first verse, it says, shout for the joy, the Lord of you righteous, of all you righteous. And when it says shouting for joy in the Lord, all you righteous. When we think about people, those who are righteous, we look at those who are the believers in the eyesight of God. Those who are believers, those who are working for the Lord, those who are the faithful, those who are committed to the world, the word of God. And we must understand that it is a privilege for us to acknowledge God. It's a privilege. And just as he is our loving creator of heaven and earth, that we are to rejoice in the word of God. We are to rejoice in the word of God. Amen. Because he is our creator. He is our creator. He's your creator. He is my creator. And here the psalmist talks about that together, what they do is they rejoice. And they're talking about string instruments, but you and I, we can sing to the Lord. We can give praise to the Lord in other ways. When I think about we are getting ready to move into another year, 2017, and I think about 2017, all the times that anything could have overtaken me. But because of God's love, because of his unfailing love, that he is watching over me day and night. So I didn't get through this on my own. I was only able to get through it because of the grace of God. I was only able to get through it through the grace of God. Amen? So when we look at this, there are seven Hebrew words that I want to bring out that generally mean praise. And all of them show up in the Psalms and communicate a rich vocabulary which talks about the Creator. Excuse me. And these words include Yada, Todah, Halal, Shema, Barak, Jamar, and Talah. Heal is a basic word that's used in that's used for praise, and it's a Hebrew word. It is the Hebrew word. And when we look at the English version of it, we look at the English word, we look at hallelujah. Excuse me. That's something in my throat. We look at hallelujah. And when we look at the word hallelujah, it comes from Barak, and that means to kneel down and give adoration.
Wow. Yeah.
In the English word, hallelujah, it comes from the word Barak, which means to kneel down and give adoration. And there's Talah, which basically means that we are to sing aloud. It is a word that's found, when we look at 33:1, we look at it, we talk about it singing aloud. It is suitable for the righteous. Amen? Suitable for the righteous, suitable for the believers, suitable for the faithful, suitable for those created by God. Amen? And so Talah sets the tone for, as the psalmist goes here, Talah sets the tone for the psalm. One laments when life is burdensome, but one sings when the heart is glad. Amen?
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise directs our attention to the foundation of God. What it does is it unites rather than divides. Let me say that again. Praise
directs our attention to the foundation of God. It unites rather than divides. It reminds us of the abundance and the potential. Amen. Reminds us when we're praising for the abundance. Amen. We're praising for the potential. We're not praising for scarcity. We're not praising for poverty. We're praising because of what God has done for us. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
We're in agreement for what God has done for you and what God has done for me. Amen.
Amen.
And what we're seeing here is that if you're thinking poverty, if you're focused on poverty, you're not going to say hallelujah to Jesus Christ. You're not going to do that. So what God is saying, what it's saying here, the psalmist is saying here, is that when we lift our voices to the Lord, when we give praise to the Lord, that we are expecting, not expecting, we are giving praise to someone that we trust.
Amen.
Someone that we trust. Someone who we feel that is faithful. Amen. So
Amen.
It builds on our hope. It doesn't fear. When we give praise, it builds on our hope, not our fear. And what it does is it welcomes the new while calling on previously developed things that we've already been through. It summons courage and enthusiasm.
Mm-hmm.
It calls up our courage and our enthusiasm. Courage what? Courage to be able to go on in spite of what we're going through, in spite of whatever we see obstacles that's in front of us. What it does is it allows us to have the courage to go on further, in spite of. And it gives us the enthusiasm to be able to, or the motivation to be able to move forward by the grace of God.
Amen.
I'm going to stop there and open up the mics here because, you know, this is an interactive Bible study. And for those of you that tune in by internet, please call in if you would like to share. Amen. If not, your heart is being warm. We pray that the word of God, comes through the, that internet and you receive a word, something that is going to encourage you and give you enthusiasm as you move forward. Amen. For the kingdom.
Amen.
Mics are open. Any comments? Not everybody at one time.
I was reading in the commentary. It's verse 4. Can I read the commentary, what it says?
Amen. Please do.
All God's word is right and true, and it can be trusted. The Bible is reliable because, unlike people, God does not lie. God does not lie, forget, change his word, or leave his promises unfulfilled. That's the Bible because it contains the words of a holy, trustworthy, and unchangeable God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That is good. That is so good. Yes. And just like you said, brother, in those dark times, we got to go through those dark times with our hands up, giving God praise.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. And you know what? We're going to go through some dark times. You know, but we need someone by our side to help us see the light, to be able to see it. When I think about dark times, those are times of, I call them the unknown. The unknown. When you're traveling, and we don't know what the outcome is going to be. We don't know what it's going to look like. But we can have the assurance, we can have that assurance through our Savior Jesus Christ of knowing that as we're going through, that as we're moving forward, that his word is going to give us light to be able to walk through those dark times. Amen? That's why it says the word is a lamp to our feet and a light unto us. Amen?
Pathway.
It gives us
Amen.
It gives us direction. Hallelujah. I'm getting excited over here.
Mm-hmm. Can you hear me?
Brother John.
Amen.
How y'all doing tonight? I was wanting to direct your attention and back up one verse into chapter 32. Psalm 32, I'm sorry. And it says at verse 11, it says, "Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright." All you that are upright in heart. I looked at that because as you were reading on down into verse 1, it says praise is commonly for the upright. So all of us that are upright in the Lord, we need to give him praise.
Amen.
One of the things that I love to do here is two things I love to do here is praise and worship. Really, you can't have one without the other. I'm just reminded here, even over in the next chapter, what a psalmist wrote: "I will bless the Lord at all times, and His praise." His praise shall continually be in my mouth.
Yes.
So if His praise, hallelujah, if His praise is in my mouth, then I know that I am I'm doing what God intends for me to do, and that is to give Him honor and to give Him praise and to give Him glory.
Yes.
Because I'm not perfect. I'm not perfect.
Yes.
But I am trying to live that upright life, and I believe that as long as I am trying to live a life of righteousness,
that's right,
then God will see that, like the word says, all have fallen short and fallen short to the glory of God.
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
yes.
But I just wanted to talk about that word, upright in heart. Mm-hmm. You got to be upright in heart.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us, our minds are cultivated with uprightness. We have an upright mind, but we don't have an upright heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we think righteousness, but we don't have righteousness in our heart.
Wow.
It's got to be like a disease that gets in the bloodstream.
All right.
It's got to be that way to live upright, to live righteous, a righteous life, and with an upright heart. And for all of you that are listening out there, I'm not saying that you got to be perfect. You got to start off on the good foot, and you know, because we all got to crawl before we walk.
Amen.
I don't know about y'all, but I had to crawl a long way before I started walking.
Amen.
But I do believe
that
when God looked at me, He's looking at a man with an upright heart.
Oh, wow.
With an upright heart. That's what I believe.
Amen.
So, this is awesome, Brother John, when we start talking about being righteous and being upright.
Mm-hmm.
It's
awesome.
That's good, Pastor.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I'd like to say that when you were talking about praising, you know, the Word of God said in all things, like whether it's good or bad, in all things, we're to praise Him. Because He said that is His will concerning us, you know, because He created us for Himself. So
in
all things, knowing that He has our best interests at heart,
uh-huh.
you know, even when we're going through that dark time, He wouldn't leave us. Just like Elder John said, that His word is a light unto our pathway. You know, so in all our doing, in all whatever we do, we should give Him praise. And whatever we go through, we're to give him praise. Amen.
And you know, with us going into this new year, here in just a few days, we better hurry up and learn. You know what I'm saying? We better hurry up and learn how to give him praise. I think I said this before, Brother John, when I was on air earlier with y'all when we first started. I don't know about you all, but I treat my praise like American Express card. I never leave home without it.
That's good.
After in the world, when we're out there in the world and we're coming in contact with people of the world, you never know when you're going to need that American Express card. You never know when you got to swipe it. And what I'm trying to say is you never know when you're going to need your praise. So you got to have your praise with you at all times.
So that's
2017, I think it's going to be a better year than we believe it to be. I believe it is.
And I like what you're saying about taking that American Express card with you. And, you know, when you do come up against those that are in the world, you know, just pull it out and praise. And you know what? About praise is just like a song. It'll calm the savage beast. You know, because when the praises go up, not only the blessings comes down, but that host of angels come.
Hey.
In our midst, hallelujah,
hey.
And fight that battle. You know, sometimes the enemy, when we praise, I've heard when we praise God, the enemy backs up and he takes flight. So I thank God for that American Express card. I'll never leave home without it.
You know, it's amazing that you said that because I was just sitting here thinking, you know, God brought it to my mind about praise being a weapon.
Yes,
and I looked up the verse for it. It's in 2 Chronicles 20 and 22, and it says, and when they began to sing and praise to the Lord, that ambushment against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judea, and they were smited. They were defeated because of praise. God is good, and them angels are awesome.
Yes, they are.
Amen. Amen. You know, and just when we're praising, when you're praising the Lord, you're supposed to be spontaneous and fresh.
All right.
You know,
I like that.
You don't praise because someone else is praising the Lord. You don't do that. You know, what God wants is, he wants the praise to be spontaneous and fresh. And when we come and praise, you know, we're talking about something that's new in our heart, something that's fresh, you know, that we, it's not something that happens, you know, that happened yesterday, but we're looking at what's happening at the present and praising spontaneous, amen? And that's what it speaks into the word, that it should be spontaneous and it should be fresh. We're talking about new mercies. God is constantly giving us new mercies. He's not giving us mercies today. He's giving us mercies today, tomorrow, and forever more. So when we come, we are supposed to come before God. It's supposed to. We're coming, and we're not coming with just a little bit. We are to give our all and all.
Amen.
And out of the way, it should be done skillfully. Skillfully. Not crazy like you're crazy. But it should be done skillfully. And
hallelujah.
And it goes in and says that the best talent that a person should be, he should be offering, however much talent that you have, you should be offering that to the Lord. We should be offering all and all, not just part of it, not just for it to be a show. And that's because God knows heart. He knows when we're real and when we're not.
That's good.
When somebody speaks to you and talking about a new mercy or a revelation, the first thing, thank you, God, hallelujah, or praise God.
Yes.
It should be tedious. So I wanted to bring that out also.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
Skillful. skillful praise. Amen.
Amen.
Spontaneous.
Amen.
I like that.
Not getting crazy. Not getting crazy, but I mean skillfully. God wants us to come to Him, bringing our all and all. Because when we're praising God, we're not praising Him for form, we're not praising Him for fashion. But we're giving Him all due praise. Why? Because of who He is. He is our creator.
Mm-hmm. He can do the praise.
I will never leave you nor will I forsake you.
Amen.
I mean, that's a promise. That's a promise. And when God makes a promise is a promise. So
that's
I
right.
trust every word that God, I don't care what it looks like. I don't care how dark it may be. I trust every word God says. And just because I see things and it's not happening as quick as I want it to be, I know that God is an on-time God. I know that when God comes and rescues me, it's going to be right on time.
Amen.
Right on time. It might just be a time when I just say, you know what, I don't have any more energy. And also God says, well, now I can take work. Now I can take work. It's almost like that poem says, you know, that when you was weak and you was out, that was the time I was carrying you.
Mm-hmm.
That was the time you didn't need me, but the time when you was down and out, that was the time I was carrying you.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I love that poem.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
But John, I was looking at Psalm 35, verse 18, and the psalmist wrote there. He said, "I will give thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee amongst many people, much people." And you know, we have really got to learn not to praise God in front of people. In front of people, you know, a lot of times I see people, and I see them going to these sanctuaries, and I see them sitting on their fists and laying back on their thumbs. And not wanting to give any kind of praise to God, not because, and most of the time it is because they are afraid, or let me put it this way, some of us are afraid of what somebody else might think about us. But let me stop to tell you, I don't mind getting ugly for the Lord, if you know what I mean. I don't mind get my praise on. You know, if the Spirit moves me to praise Him, that's what I'm going to do. I don't care how many. I don't care if it's one person around or 100 people around. It don't matter. When it's time to praise the Lord, it is time to praise the Lord. I'm just into this thing about praise. I've got another pastor friend here, and him and I are on the same page about that. You know, we just believe that praise and worship is what opens up the heart of God. Because we were created. The song says we were created to make Him glorious, and that's just why I praise Him because of who He is.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. And I hope that those of you who are out there listening to know that the Lord is dependable and righteous.
Very. Very.
The
very.
Lord is dependable and righteous. Amen.
Very.
What do we mean by, you know, for those of you asking, well, dependable and righteous, what do we mean? That means that the Lord is loyal. He's loyal. And he has feeling love for us. He doesn't look at us like man does. He doesn't look at us and charge us for what we did. He has unfailing love. And all God wants you and I to do is just surrender ourselves to Him.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want us walking into the darkness and continue walking in the darkness. He wants us to bring out us from out of that darkness into the marvelous light.
Mm-hmm.
God is reaching out for you right now and wants you to walk. He wants you to walk into the light. What is the light? The truth, the word of God. He wants you to have a better relationship with him.
Mm.
He does not want you still heading in the wrong direction and thinking that it's almost like a gamble. You know, well, maybe everything might be okay.
Mm-hmm.
God is faithful.
He is very faithful. In answering prayer and everything else. Let me share a story with y'all, incident that happened to me just yesterday. A couple of days ago, I was talking with a friend of mine, and I told him that I've not been studying and reading like I should be. You know, I should be whatever time I have left for my work, my physical work, I should put it into my spiritual work.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't been doing that. So I prayed and I asked God, I said, Lord, I ever get the opportunity to study your word, I said, I will do it. I said, whatever time it is or whatever I'm doing, I will start back to studying like I'm supposed to study, like I'm supposed to be in your word. So yesterday morning, I got up to go to work, and I got a phone call that said, text message that said I didn't have to work if I didn't want to. It was my choice. So me listening to the devil, I'm going to get up and go on to work anyway. But I got stopped when I thought I stopped, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, you said if there was time that you would study and you would be in the word. And so I turned around and I came back home, and lo and behold, I got pulled over again by the enemy, by the devil himself, because I turned the TV on. And too many times we allow TV and stuff to get in the way of what God is trying to use us for. Yeah. So after I watched TV for a moment, the Spirit spoke to me again and said, you're supposed to be studying. So I had to turn the TV off, shut everything down, come down in my den where my office is, and begin to study. And that's where I was pretty much the whole day on yesterday. And I say that, I told that to say this, God is faithful in everything. We have to learn. We have to learn how to be faithful to him as he is to us, and do the things. See, God made us promises, and he'll stick by them. And when we make God promises, we tend to turn away from them. And somebody might say, well, I'm only human. But that's beside the point. You made God a promise. You made a vow to him, and you need to stick by it. You need to be as faithful to him. That's where I'm at. You need to be as faithful to him as he is to you or to me.
Amen.
I just had to share that because that's what happened yesterday.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And you were talking about being faithful and him being faithful to us. And, so
you know, I'm just going to say this little part as you were talking about that reading and everything. Years ago, many, many years ago, God shared with me. He said, Edna, I'm coming back for my word. The word have you hidden in your heart. You know, this is why we're to study, to show ourselves approved. This is the why he wants us to read his word, because he is the word. He's coming back for himself. That's in us, you know. So when we read his word, not only does it cleanses us and it fills us, his word, he fills us. I don't want to say it or anything like that. He fills us and he cleanses us. And he tells us, he told me, he said, Edna, I'm coming back for my word. read my word, ingest my word, consume my word, meaning eat me, consume me. How much of the lamb can you eat? How much of the lamb can you drink? So my reply is all of you, Lord, all of you. So for all those that are out there, whenever you can, just like the pastor said, read your word. Because as you, if you love him, you love his word. If you love his word, you love him. You can't separate the two because he is one.
That's right.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen to that.
So I can
say. And I want to add this also in terms of for those who are listening that have a difficult time reading, and I will just break it down like this. God wants a relationship with you.
Yeah.
He wants a relationship with you. And in order to have a relationship with you, that means that you have to join prayer, you have to pray. And see, when you're praying, you're talking to God.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're reading the Word of God, God is talking to you. And that's how you develop that relationship. Because it's a one-on-one relationship. It's not your friend getting in and telling you what they think.
That's right.
To speak to your heart, and it becomes a one-on-one relationship, and that's how you become best friends with them. See, and, and your best friend, when somebody tells you something about your best friend, you know without a shadow of a doubt if it's a truth or if it's a lie.
That's right.
That's right.
So you can stand up and you can defend your best friend because why? You know your best friend. You've spent time with him. You've shared personal things together. You've gone and you've prayed together. You've went through hard times. You went through a lot with your best friend. So it's almost like you become almost like one. So you know your best friend. And that's what happens when what they're talking about when you're reading the Word of God. But make sure you're praying also because they go hand in hand.
For the understanding.
They go hand in hand.
Hallelujah. That's good.
As we continue,
what
on,
else you got for us?
We're moving on in terms of in 4 and 5, and we looked at and I talked about in terms of the Lord's word as it's all dependable. Let me say that again. The Lord's word and work are dependable. Everything he does is dependable. And the Lord is upright. He's loyal, and he has unfailing love.
Amen. His word is reliable.
His word and his works are reliable. Amen. Now think about it. When you start talking about reliable, you say, well, how can you say something, you know, in terms of being reliable? Well, think about this. When God spoke to creation, it came into existence. What God commands, let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters. What God commands happens. And if you look in the Bible, it says, what God decrees happens. Decrees means
that's
a command. What God commands happens. And it says, therefore, if what God says and does happen, that means all people should worship him. And that's what we're talking about, giving praise. Worshiping our Creator, the one who created the heaven and the earth. And that's what we're talking about. That's all we're talking about. As simple as it can be.
That's right.
Giving praise and honor to the one that you know who created it all.
Amen.
And let me tell you something. When you begin to start to get a relationship with God and you get into the Word of God, what happens is God comes in and he deters any type of plans that the wicked nations have for you. And that's what he was talking about. The Psalms was talking about there. He was saying that God comes in and God plans foil. And God plans the foil of the plans of all the wicked nations. And he's talking about Israel. God comes in with Israel, and see, God, because of his love for the elected people, he's not going to allow the wicked to come in and harm his elected, those he loves.
Amen.
He's talking to you. He's not going to allow anyone to hurt or harm you. He's not going to allow that. God loves you. He loves me. He loves all of us.
Mm-hmm.
But God is asking us to be obedient in his word.
Mm-hmm.
To be obedient. So that's why when you see people giving praise, you look at them and wonder why they praise them, it's because they got a, if you talk to them, they got a testimony. Something happened in their life where they're giving a testimony. They're giving praise for what has happened, and God was able to bring them out.
Yeah,
and
brothers like
and sisters, those of you listening by internet, I hope that you're there. Think back. Think back to things that happened in your life where God was able to pull you out. And you ask yourself, well, how did that happen? Well, let me tell you something. It was God. Nothing but God.
God
that pulled you out of that fire, that pulled you out of that mix, that pulled you away from those drugs, that pulled you off of that alcohol, that pulled you wherever you was into a better place.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we serve. That's what God does. I'll save you. That's what he does. He loves us enough that he's not going to allow anything to happen to you or me. You got to understand that. You've got to understand that. Amen.
And I just want to piggyback off that as to what you were saying before, the spontaneousness about your praise. When you think about what happened to you maybe years ago or just yesterday, and God brought you out, and that was a yesterday thing. But that praise is fresh right now because you're thinking about what he's done, and that praise comes spontaneous, and it just is fresh. And just like he did it years ago, but it's fresh right now because you're thinking about the goodness of the Lord.
Amen.
And what he's done for you.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting, I'm excited because I'm thinking about myself. God brought me through. Lord Jesus.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Isn't it wonderful when you can just think about when somebody talking about something that happened, all of a sudden something sparks in the back of your mind.
Oh, my
and all of a sudden
God.
Think about what happened to you. You could have been in high
school.
It doesn't make sense at the time it happened.
That's
but you can't, everybody has a story. Everybody has a story to tell.
Everybody.
God has done something for each and every one of us. Everybody has a story to tell. Brothers and sisters, if you have a story to tell, then let me tell you something. You need to be praising God because you don't have to be here. You didn't have to be here.
Amen.
It is only by the grace and the love of God that we are here.
That's right. That's right.
That we're here. We're able to talk about how we was able to come through, how we brought us home, how we pulled us out. We can talk about it. And we can talk about it with enthusiasm, with courage, with joy. We can talk about it.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
I'm thinking about an old song that I think it was Aretha Franklin, How I Got Over. My mind looks back and wonder how I got over.
How I got over.
Lord Jesus. I'm getting ready to fly, y'all.
And you're making me think about a song that we sometimes sing as I look back over my life. And I think things over. I can truly say, hallelujah.
Yes.
When I think things over, I can truly say, Lord, I've got a testimony.
Because
when we look back over our life and we think about how we got here, or as you said, Minister, how you got over, you got to think about your grandparents. Your parents and your grandparents and how they prayed and how they gave themselves to the Lord and prayed for you while you was going through your struggles, while you was going through your hard times, while you was going through, as Brother John said earlier, your dark days. You got to look back and you got to think back. I tell people often, you don't have to dwell in the past. It's okay to go back there and visit, you know, and see where you come from.
That's good.
Because when we go back and see where we come from and then we move a little bit farther ahead, it mm-hmm. gives us a little bit more unction to do better and to get better.
Amen.
Oh, Lord have mercy. I've got a testimony. I don't know about anybody else, but I've got a testimony. I'm like the old song that says, I should have been dead, sleeping in my grave, but
come
Lord,
now.
You told old death to stand back and behave. And that's the only reason I'm here today, is because,
amen.
Lord have mercy.
You better.
Yes. Yes.
Brother John, you better take it because we're ready to fly.
When I think about the goodness of the Lord and all
yes.
that he has done for me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah.
You better take it, brother. I'm going to fly out of here.
Yes. Hey, I'm sitting shaking. My leg is shaking.
And that's all right, my brother. It's all right. That's all right. You know what? That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. You know, when all of a sudden you get that chill or something is dead, you know, all of a sudden you get a chill, or, you know, you just flinch, and it's almost like you don't know what happened, but you just know something happened.
Jesus.
You know, something that just touched you. You know, you don't know where it came from. You know, you just know it just happened.
Thank you.
It just happened. You know, and that's what God.
Lord have mercy.
That's what
God. Bless your name, Lord God. Thank you.
I'm telling you, y'all better do something.
You better do something, Brother John, because I'm.
Boy,
oh,
I'm telling you.
Hallelujah.
Boy, it's getting hot down here. boy. I'm telling you. God is
And he's reliable because his word is reliable. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but not my word. So he can't pass away. Nobody voted him in. Nobody
Hallelujah.
Can vote him out. He is God. And besides
Hallelujah.
Him, there is no other. So, my God, my God, to thee, Lord
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hey, I'm
take
I'm
it, Brother John, quick. Quick.
I'm reminded when we start talking about that, I'm reminded in Psalm, the 28th Psalm, verse 6, it says, blessed be the Lord because he has heard the voice of my, you hear me? Of my supplication, of my pleading, of my begging, of my prayer, of my testimony. He has heard me. Hallelujah. And I thank God.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thank God that he heard me.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hurry up.
Hallelujah.
Get ready to speak in tongues, John.
I think about the children of Israel and how they cried out to the Lord. And sometimes we've got to cry out to God, because if we don't cry out to him, he can't hear us. The children of Israel, while they were in Egypt, they cried unto the Lord. And he heard their cry. He heard their cry. And he went to their rescue.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, let me say something. You know, everybody, listen. When you got a testimony, when you got something to say, you know, there's no time to quench the Spirit.
Yeah.
There's no reason to quench the Spirit. You just allow the Holy Spirit to work. I don't believe in it if it's flowing. I don't believe in touching it. You understand? Because listen, if somebody's getting the Spirit and somebody's sharing something, that means that somebody else is being touched. And I'm not going to get in the way. I'm not getting
Thank
in
you.
The way. I will not get in the way. Amen. And that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Coming together. United and unified for the kingdom of God. It's not about one, it's about all. All. God didn't say one, he said all. All.
Thank you, Lord.
Whosoever. My God. God is talking to you right now. If you're listening right now and you're receiving this, God is talking to you right now.
You right
and
now.
And listen, mother, my sister, wherever you at, you don't have to say in the shape you're in.
You don't have to say
that.
Don't have to say that.
God, the God we're talking about, listen, let me tell you something. We've been through our times, and we still going through our times. and all we're doing is just talking about how God came and rescued us. And all we're doing is just giving praise, just saying, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for what you did 10 years ago. Thank you, God, for what you're doing now. Thank you, God. Listen, let me tell you something. There's no, that everything should be spontaneous. It's not when you answer, well, let me get my turn to say thank you, God. Listen, you say thank you, God, well, it's spontaneous. You don't have to wait no turn. You know, God knows all. You know, God, listen, let me tell you something. God knows your heart. God knows your heart. God knows when you're trying to make up something. God knows when you're faking it, and God knows when you're real. You can't put anything on Christ.
That's right.
You
can't put nothing past
him. Amen. God can. And that's the type of God that we serve. Amen. That is the type of God that we serve. And that, listen, we should have a reason to worship God.
Amen.
We should have a reason to worship God. And if you don't have a reason to worship God, I'm telling you that you better come on in. You better come on in because God says, come on in and take me. Oh, I'm good. Come on in and find me. I'm good. I'm good. Just try him. I guarantee you, your life will never be the same. Just try it.
That's right.
God is that type of God. He's always there for you. And no matter how it looks or what it may be going through, God is still there with you, taking you through the storm.
Mm-hmm.
You see, when you go through the storm, you need to look and determine, okay, you know what a storm does. A storm comes in and tears up everything. But if you walk out of the storm, my brother, my sister, all I can tell you was there's nothing but God. It was nothing but God. And that's how you determine. I want to be walking with Christ. I don't want to be walking with whatever else is going on in the world. I don't want to be going with all of these changes, obstacles, and challenges. I don't want to be with God. I don't want to be walking with Him. I want Him by my side. Because I know God is living by my side. I know I can make it through.
I want Jesus.
I can make it through. And
to bounce off that storm, let me tell you about that storm, those that are on that internet and listening land. In that storm, God is always watching. So he's that eye, the eye in your storm.
He's the eye of the storm.
Watching over you to bring you out, to pull you in to his. Bring you out to pull you in.
I heard Yolanda Adams sing a song, Riding Through the Storm with Jesus. There's no place I'd rather be when I'm in a storm. I'd rather him be the captain of my ship than anybody else. I'd rather have him.
Praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Good.
Riding through the storm with Jesus.
Hallelujah. We have had a wonderful, wonderful time. I don't know about you, you know, but I've been fed. I've sat at the table, I've eaten, and I'm full. And that's cool. Amen?
You were the chef. Elder John, you were the chef. We just dined at your table.
I'm full. I'm full. Amen. I had a choice of everything I wanted.
Amen.
As we come to the close, that God sovereignty and creation and nature to the individuals, we are to praise him because of his authority and his power. Amen.
We are to praise
him for his authority and his power. Amen. We are not supposed to God does not want us to praise him and be frightened. He doesn't want us. He wants those that come and praise him, they come with a sincere relationship with God. And on that, they are considered the faithful persons of God. Amen?
Amen.
And who is the
faithful
person? The person who trusts, the person who shows steadfast love, the
The person who finds a reality and a reason to be worshipped. And he is Jesus
Christ, our Lord.
As we come to a close, we thank you for this word. We thank you for unveiling the mysteries of your word. We pray that your word go out, and we pray, Heavenly Father, that those that heard your word will not only hear it, but be doers of your word. Amen. And we'll be sure to give you the praise. We just throw it in and put it at your feet, Father. We're not even going to ask for any more, because we just will ask you to do what you do best. We're going to leave at your feet. You are now. We're walking by faith and not by sight. We give you all the glory, all the praise in the majestic name of Jesus Christ. And everybody said, amen.
Amen.
Every day is a new beginning. We love you, and God loves you most.
Amen.
Amen.